Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton won resoundingly in New York's primary this week, including Onondaga County. But a look at the numbers shows that the county's results stand out in central New York. WRVO's Payne Horning spoke with Syracuse University political science professor and host of WRVO's Campbell Conversations, Grant Reher, about the results.
Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont won every upstate county except for three, Erie, Monroe, and Onondaga. Grant Reher says that aligns with previous victories for Hillary Clinton, who has found support in diverse urban areas like Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse. Yet Clinton won by a comfortable 6 points. Reher attributes that to the endorsements she got from local political officials, like Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, which he says translated into tactical support.
Working in the Democratic Party organization, making a point of trying to use the levers of the Democratic machine to get those folks to turn out, that's where it matters. And I think here in the Syracuse City area, those levers still exist. And I think we saw their effect here.
Reher says if the primary had been open to voters from all political parties, Sanders may have beaten Clinton in Onondaga County. On the Republican side, Donald Trump edged out Ohio Governor John Kasich in Onondaga County 45-36%. That was 11 points higher than Kasich's second-place finish statewide.
It's a reflection of that tradition of moderate Republican voters here. It's the reason why someone like John Katko was able to defeat an incumbent, Dan Maffei. It's the reason why Richard Hanna stayed in office.
Reher says Kasich's strong showing may give him more of an argument that he should be the Trump alternative, rather than Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who leaves New York without any delegates. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.